Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, a meeting has been held at Leinster House hearing from victims of the Creasa tragedy. Meanwhile, a survivor of the tragedy has spoken of the guilt she feels and her deep-rooted desire for answers. A father and son have appeared at Derry Magistrates Court this afternoon, charged in connection with a serious assault in the Lecky Road area, where a man went over railings of the flyover. And a Donegal TD says some of the corporation tax taken from pharmaceutical companies should be ring-fenced to cover the costs of expensive drugs for rare diseases. These stories and full plus more to follow. We will have the latest sports news at around 2:45. But first, a meeting has been held at Leinster House hearing from the victims of the Creasa tragedy. Throughout the contributions, there was a consistent call for full independent public inquiry to be established by the government. These calls were heard from members of the Oireachtas from across various political parties. One speech was made by Catherine McDevitt, whose sister Martina Martin was killed in the explosion. She says she wants government to listen to their calls.
See the real impact that waiting for 4 years to get answers that we deserve, that our loved ones deserve, that our loved ones who have passed without the answer deserved. It's taken 4 years, and we just want to make it real, and we want government to listen and to stop pushing this can down the road, and we want the public inquiry. And we want to know why.
The support that's been received across party, even in there, a couple of senators making it known they will support, how does that feel afterwards?
It feels good. Sinn Féin have been amazing through this. They have really backed us. They've really supported us. And it was nice today for the senators to back it and to actually stand there today and said, yes, they will back it. It was disappointing from some of our own Donegal councillors to go circles around the question, and when actually directly asked, was that a yes, they couldn't answer. And that's our own Donegal councillors that we have voted in.
Meanwhile, a survivor of the tragedy has spoken of the guilt she feels and her deep-rooted desire for answers. Christine Evans worked in the deli at the Applegreen petrol station and shop in Creasa. Speaking on today's Greg Hughes show, Christine, who also lived in the apartments above the shop, said she should have been safe in her home, and her workplace and the fact that she wasn't has scarred her forever.
I want them to understand what it's been like to survive. The explosion happened. I survived. I'm alive and I'm very grateful. But it has come at a cost. And also to reiterate the fact that I am supporting the families by looking for this public judicial inquiry, because at the end of the day, I had a right to feel safe in my home. I also had a right to feel safe in my workplace. I wasn't safe. I want to know what happened. I need to know what happened. It's a deep-rooted desire. 49 years of my life was just totally devastated and destroyed. As a mother, we all keep keepsakes like the first tooth and, you know, the first school report and, you know, the first little painting from play school. All of that's gone. I have 5 children and all of that is gone, and that's been hard. But in saying that, they are material things. I survived it. 10 people didn't.
But in a way, survival,
but there's a guilt. There's a guilt to that. There's a terrible, terrible guilt to it.
Survivor's guilt, yes. Effectively. And then the whatabouts, whatever stood there, whatever was here, why did... I'm not trying to traumatise you, don't
the
get me wrong.
The fact that I was standing 2 inches in the position I was standing, I survived.
Yes.
The main reason I'm so focused on trying to find out exactly what happened is to prevent it from happening again. Like, as it stands, I walk into every building now, and the first thing I do is I look for the fire exits. I look at the radiators. I'll consciously look to see, I wonder what, is that gas or electric? It's part and parcel of the trauma now. My safety is gone. I don't feel safe anymore anywhere I go. Mm. So these are things, they're a knock-on effect of being a survivor of an explosion.
A father and son have appeared at Derry Magistrates Court this afternoon, charged in connection with a serious assault in the Lecky Road area, where a man went over railings of the flyover. 61-year-old Anthony Deary and 31-year-old Ryan Deary, both with an address of Circular Road in Derry, appeared, charged with inflicting grievous bodily harm with intent on a man on Monday, with a police officer telling the court he could connect both men to the charges. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The police officer told the court that at around 25 past 10 on Monday morning, the alleged injured party was walking near the house on the Wells when he was approached by Ryan Deary, who he claims kicked him to the head. The alleged victim said he climbed onto the railings of the flyover in a bid to get away and was assaulted by both Deary's before he slipped out of his jacket and went over the railing. Defence solicitor Derwin Harvey said both defendants had supplied police with consistent prepared statements that they'd been approached by a drug addict armed with a knife. District Judge Suzanne Rice noted Ryan Deary had 11 previous breaches of bail and was currently on bail for four different cases, including one of kidnapping. Bail was refused for Ryan Deary, but Anthony Deary was granted bail on condition he has no contact with the alleged victim or any witnesses. Both men will appear in court again on July 9th.
And more details on this can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. A Donegal TD says some of the corporation tax taken from pharmaceutical companies should be ring-fenced to cover the costs of expensive drugs for rare diseases. Deputy Pat Cope-Gallagher was speaking after it was confirmed that the drug Givinostat has been approved by senior HSE leadership and the issue of managed access is now being considered by a team of clinicians. The drug is required by children with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, with Deputy Gallagher highlighting the cases of the O'Sullivan brothers from Ballybuffet and Aaron Langan from Lahey. Following a cross-party campaign in the county, Deputy Gallagher is hopeful there can be progress within weeks.
Well, I think we're very close. I would hope that's weeks rather than months. It shouldn't be too long. And a lot of progress has been made in the last few weeks now that it has been approved by the senior leadership team and the HSE. So it'll now go to the clinicians. I believe that those who require this Givinostat urgently should have it. And we know of a number of cases in the county. And there's one family where one son has been on Givinostat for a long time and is in a very active life. The other son needs it very urgently, as does the other boy in the south of the county. So it's good news all around, and everyone has been working very diligently on this. And I must give credit to my colleagues who were involved and also the minister, who's taken a very active interest.
And it has been very much a cross-party campaign to get this done. Important now that once it's accepted by the clinicians, that the HSC acts to make this available as quickly as possible.
It's absolutely essential that that happens, and we all know it's expensive, but we shouldn't put a price on the standard of living of young boys who required it so urgently, and I do believe that the department and the HSE should negotiate with the provider of Givinostat. And I would also suggest that we're receiving substantial corporation taxes from the sector, that some of that should be ring-fenced each year to ensure that rare diseases can be financed.
Donegal TD Charles Ward has confirmed he intends bringing a motion before the Dáil next week following the recent changes to the IS465 standard governing the defective concrete block remediation scheme. The 100% Redress Party representative says before the motion is moved, he's organising a briefing so that TDs can hear directly from scientific experts. He's also welcoming the introduction of side-by-side remediation in certain cases, saying the first approval has already come through. Deputy Ward says what matters now is not just what's written in document, but how it is interpreted and applied.
The government are looking at this now, and they're looking at it from a scientific point of view. And that's what we've asked as homeowners. The people on the ground who are affected, who live with this reality every single day, understand what's going on, and have been telling the government for years that we need to lead with this through science. Now we are leading with this through science. And now it's what their interpretation of that is going forward. And if it's not right, then we will not have it. We will stand up and say, you're not doing your job here. And that's what my job is as an elected representative from Donegal.
On the positive side, the acceptance of side-by-side came through in the past number of weeks as well. And we understand we've now had the first approval of a side-by-side project. That does represent progress.
Of course it does. And we've been advocating again for side-by-side since this has happened. You know, there's a number of cases where side-by-side has been, where people can go forward side-by-side and come out of their house when it's completed, move into their new house and demolish their old dwelling and get on with their lives. Right now, when we need to look at this, right now, if this scheme kicks off properly and 100 people went forward, there's 38 properties for rent in Donegal. Where do we go with the rest? side-by-side has to be looked at and considered as a viable option going forward. But it is coming in and it is evolving. And that's because we're advocating and shouting from the rooftops in Donegal and in Dublin.
Last week's visit to Letterkenny by Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers was a very important development in the push to secure progress on the 10T route improvement project. That's according to Junior Minister Charlie McConlogue, who says Minister Chambers' meeting with Donegal County Council officials and elected members was extremely positive. The project aims to deliver over 100 kilometres of upgraded roads across three key sections: the Twin Towns Bypass, Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham, and Manor Cunningham to Lifford, linking with the A5 in Strabane. Donnery Doherty has more.
Minister Jack Chambers previously served as a junior minister in the Department of Transport, with Minister McConlogue saying that means he's extremely familiar with the details of the 10T project and is aware of how important its delivery is. While in Donegal for the Letterkenny Chambers President's lunch, the Public Expenditure Minister was briefed on the recent progress with the 10T, which recently advanced to the planning stage. In his keynote address at the event, Minister Chambers talked about the importance of the 10T improvements for Letterkenny in the North West, saying with ever-rising global instability and uncertainty, it's essential that the services and public infrastructure people need and expect are delivered. He acknowledged the Donegal 10T has the potential to completely transform connectivity for the region and needs to be delivered without delay.
The jury at the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson have heard all three closing speeches. The former DUP leader denies 18 charges of historic abuse against two alleged victims. His wife, Eleanor Donaldson, has pleaded not guilty to five charges of aiding and abetting and is facing a trial of the facts. Jamie O'Hara has this report, which listeners may find distressing.
Defence counsels for both Geoffrey and Eleanor Donaldson told the jury they cannot rely on the complainant's evidence. Eleanor Donaldson's barrister Ian Turkington asked if the jury had a reliable memory of something from up to 40 years ago and said they must view all evidence through the prism of his client's good character. Geoffrey Donaldson's barrister Kieran Vaughan said there are fundamental and significant issues with each complainant and said they are not reliable enough to base a conviction on. Yesterday, prosecution barrister Rosemary Walsh said the complainants had not been ready to raise the allegations when they were younger and had developed coping mechanisms and buried their memories. The trial continues tomorrow.
A car has been seized from the Manor Cunningham area. Gardaí from the Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit found that it had no insurance, tax or NCT. They also discovered that false registration plates were being used and the vehicle was suspected to be defective. A court appearance will now follow. And Garda Síochána Conor are urging motorists to never take risks on the road and always ensure vehicles are in a roadworthy condition and documents are in order. The time is 43 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, home of the new Donegal jersey. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:45. Mark Gallagher's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll start with horse racing. Letterkenny jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall has taken Limestone to victory in this afternoon's Group 2 Queen's Vase race at Royal Ascot. The JP O'Brien trained horse went to post a 10-3 in good to firm conditions on day 2 of the festival. Dylan is back on the saddle in the 6-10 Windsor Castle Stakes this evening on board one number for the same trainer. Moving on to soccer, a number of hotly tipped teams get their World Cup tilts underway this evening. Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal meet the Democratic Republic of Congo in Houston from 6, and there's a 9 o'clock kickoff for England's opener against Croatia. England manager Thomas Tuchel says he wants to lead the team through a tournament the fans can be proud of.
No one expects that we promise to win it, but the way we play, the way we arrive and the way we try, I think and I hope that they can feel it and they can be proud of us and to bring that joy, that's the underlying purpose.
Well, Ghana will be without midfielder Thomas Partey in their Group L opener against Panama in Toronto tonight. The former Arsenal player lost his appeal after being denied entry to Canada for failing to declare five charges of rape brought against him in the UK. And Uzbekistan will make their World Cup debut in the early hours of the morning when they face Colombia. That fixture begins at 3 o'clock Irish time. Last night, Lionel Messi equaled the record for World Cup goals with a hat-trick for Argentina against Algeria in Kansas. He goes level on 16 goals with Germany's Miroslav Klose. Messi turns 39 next week and is playing in his sixth World Cup.
Just like always, I enjoy it in the same way. I like to play, I like to compete, and wherever it may be, today I get to be in another World Cup. Obviously, there's an extra happiness, but I experience it as I prepare for it, just like I've done throughout my career.
Shamrock Rovers will face Ararat Armenia or Riga FC if they reach the second round qualifying of the Champions League. The Premier Division champions were drawn against Floriana of Malta in the first round yesterday. Derry City will face Karabag or Vestry if they progress past CSKA Sofia in the Europa League. Joey O'Brien's Shelburne have been pitted against the winner of Calu and Linfield in the Conference League second round qualifying. And Bohemians will take on Connacht Key Nomads or Balkany if they beat St. Joseph's of Gibraltar in the first round qualifying of the Conference League. Moving on to motorsport, the countdown is on to this weekend's Donegal International Rally as the crews finalise their preparations, which includes Event Recce that continues this evening. The rally has a world-class field that defending champion Callum Devine is going to have to contend with. Among them is WRC crew Josh McErlean and Owen Tracy. The Derry Cork Partnership have been touring across the world in a Rally 1 M Sport Ford Puma, but will tackle Donegal in a Rally 2 Fiesta this weekend.
We know with the Fiesta, with the base it has, and especially with Romit and WRC recently in tarmac events, he's been near the front end of that. You have what John had here last year as well with the M Sport team is coming, so it's a proper planned, let's say, project with being here with M Sport, and hopefully we can try do everything what we do in WRC and bring it to this rally and try perform, but. Yeah, we're not going to hide away from the fact that there's a lot of other people here with stiff competition, and any entry list with Chris Meek in it is going to be a fierce race. But yeah, it's exciting at that, and we want to race, but we want to enjoy the atmosphere as well.
That's Josh McErlean speaking to Kevin Glendinning on the Crunching Gears podcast, which is out tomorrow morning. And there'll be full live coverage from the rally this weekend on Highland, with the first live broadcast coming from the ceremonial start tomorrow evening from 7 in Letterkenny. In Gaelic Games, there are two games taking place in the Donegal All-County League Division 1 this evening. Termon make the trip to Dunlow, while Sean McCools play Gidor at the Donegal GAA Centre of Excellence in Convoy. Both of those games throw in at 8 o'clock. And finally for this evening, in golf, Rory McIlroy has been grouped with his Ryder Cup teammates Tommy Fleetwood and Ludvig Åberg for the first two rounds of golf's US Open. The Masters champion is among the early starters and will tee off his first round on Thursday at 12:52 Irish time. Padraig Harrington will play with Cameron Smith and amateur Miles Russell, while 2010 winner Graham McDowell starts at the same time as that group, 12:19 Irish time. Shane Lowry will begin his round before 7 o'clock alongside Chilean Joaquin Niemann and American Alex Smalley. That's all from the Sports Desk for today. We're back with more during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Back to you, Katie.
Thanks, Mark. The principal of Little Angels School in Letterkenny has welcomed the news that they've been chosen as Ireland's favourite building. The purpose-built school topped the Royal Institute of the Architects of Ireland's Public Choice Award for 2026, winning out among 174 entries. The building was designed by McGarry Niani Architects. Principal Alva Dunn says all credit goes to the architects in designing a building catered to the needs of the students.
This is our home. This is where we live. This is where we as the Little Angels family and community, we live here, we hang out here every day. And we love it and we're so proud of it. And it suits us and it's purpose built for us. And that's fantastic. But the building is what has won the award. The building didn't win the award because it's beautiful. The reason that the building won the award is because it's designed around us. It's designed to work for us. And it's designed for us to work well within it.
And now for the weather. Largely dry at first this evening and tonight with clear spells. Cloud will build overnight with rain moving into southern parts, but elsewhere likely to remain dry until the morning, with lowest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, a meeting has been held at Leinster House hearing from victims of the Creasa tragedy. Throughout the contributions, there was a consistent call for a full independent public inquiry to be established by the government. These calls were heard from members of the Oireachtas from across various political parties. Meanwhile, a survivor of the tragedy has spoken of the guilt she feels and her deep-rooted desire for answers. Christine Evans worked in the deli at the Applegreen petrol station and shop in Creasa. Speaking on today's Greg Hughes show, Christine, who also lived in the apartments above the shop, said she should have been safe in her home and her workplace, and the fact that she wasn't has scarred her forever. A father and son have appeared at Derry Magistrates Court this afternoon, charged in connection with a serious assault in the Leckie Road area, where a man went over railings of the flyover. 61-year-old Anthony Deary and 31-year-old Ryan Deary, both with an address of Circular Road in Derry, appeared, charged with inflicting grievous bodily harm with intent on a man on Monday, with a police officer telling the court he could connect both men to the charges. And a Donegal TD says some of the corporation tax taken from pharmaceutical companies should be ring-fenced to cover the costs of expensive drugs for rare diseases. Deputy Pat Cogalher was speaking after it was confirmed that the drug Givinostat has been approved by senior HSE leadership, and the issue of managed access is now being considered by a team of clinicians. The drug is required by children with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, with Deputy Gallagher highlighting the cases of the O'Sullivan brothers from Ballybuffet and Aaron Langan from Lahey. That's all from the newsroom for now. We will be back with another update at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, June 17th. The death has taken place of John Cox, Ards Creasla. His remains are reposing at his late residence today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church Creasla on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Sorka Gillespie McGarvey, Stratna Corcora, na Dury Bega. Her remains are reposing at her home in Stratna Corcora until rosary at 8 o'clock tonight, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until rosary at 8 o'clock. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Sorka's funeral mass will take place on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluce, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam via MCN Media. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Sheila Canning Shrove. Sheila's remains are reposing at Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening until 8 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow at 2 o'clock for 3 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu, if desired, to Larissa Lodge Nursing Home, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Paddy Corr, Cloncool Park, Buncrana. Paddy's remains will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Station Road, Carndonagh today from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:40, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Ruby Spratt, 348 Grahamsland Castlefin, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral service will take place at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at St Patrick's Church, Donaghmore, Castlefin, followed by burial in Gortley Cemetery, Letterkenny. House private please before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Residence Comfort Fund at Darcy Gonal Nursing Home. The death has occurred of Jim Harkin, Foster Terrace, Moville. Jim's remains are posing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in the Ballybrack Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on movilleparish.com. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Christina McFeely, Neil Lenehan, Highfield Glencar Letterkenny, and formerly of Ballinamult, County Waterford. Reposing at her late residence, which is private, please. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in St Mary's Churchyard, Shesha O'Neill, Ballybuffet. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland or the Irish Heart Foundation directly, or care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Pauline McDade, née Herdy, Drumennan New Mills, Letterkenny, reposing at her home. Shuttle bus operating from the gala shop at Breena this evening with rosary at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, after the rosary and before the funeral. Funeral from her home tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Kilfeet, Glenswilly, followed by interment in Conwell Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.